Tracking Santa around the world. It's Christmas Eve on Kringle Radio.
Greetings from the North Pole News Desk. I'm Elf Holly Berry for North Pole Radio News. With bedtime advisories now out for all eastern coastal areas of Canada, the United States, and for all of North America, we are joined now by an administrator of the North Pole Office of Christmas Eve Celebration, Elf Owen Bowen. Owen, what exactly is the Office of Christmas Eve Celebration?
We advise folks on how to celebrate Christmas Eve. Not everyone grows up with Christmas traditions, and many are new to it each year. So we put out information on how to do it.
Okay, so what would you advise all the people of Sectors 4 and 5 who are facing a bedtime advisory at 8 p.m. local time?
Well, it does not mean that they need to go to bed right at 8 p.m., Holly. It's just a little reminder from Santa that they need to be thinking of going to bed soon. That's all it is. There's no need to be anxious or be in a hurry. We want people to remain calm and to celebrate in an orderly fashion.
I see. Thank you for that clarification, Owen. Let's head now to our Eye in the Sky reporter, Elf Crash Murphy, who is following Santa now somewhere over the North Atlantic. Crash, what is Santa doing right now?
Holly, he's delivering now to some of the many ships at sea here in the North Atlantic. Santa tries not to forget anyone.
Is it hard for Santa to deliver to ships at sea?
It can be a little tricky sometimes. The winds and the weather are always more of an issue over open water. A ship is always moving, so landing is kind of a bugger too. Plus, there's always someone awake on a ship, so Santa tends to have some interesting conversation when he gets aboard. But he always manages to get it done, Holly.
Crash, we have it on good authority that you and Santa will be taking a break on the SS Donner soon. Can you confirm that?
Yeah, I need a change of reindeer and a change of outfit, Holly. I got hit with the backsplash from a trawler in a squall a bit ago, and I'm soaked to the bone. Fortunately, Santa was spared that little bit of action.
Crash, does Santa dodge a lot of dangers and aggravating things like that?
He really does, Holly, but remember, Santa's pretty well outfitted. If he got hit by all that water, it would roll right off of him because he's got that high-tech suit on he wears. It's climate-controlled, waterproof, and flame-retardant. I'm just wearing my regular elf uniform, and that could certainly never be called all-weather stuff.
Thanks for that insight into the rigors of being an eye-in-the-sky reporter, Crash. We'll check in with you again soon. That's the latest on Tracking Santa Around the World. I'm Elf Holly Berry reporting on SantaUpdate.com on the Kringle Radio Network.
You're listening to exclusive coverage of Santa Around the World on Kringle Radio. Follow along online at SantaUpdate.com and TrackingSanta.net.